Oh, I found you, Billy. We're going to get together, and you're going to shoot babies into me, and then the state's going to make you stay with me.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol, with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
It's like puffing on a fucking T30X Texas Instruments calculator.
Hello. Welcome, everyone. Welcome all to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by my co-hosts, Napier, and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse. And on time, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Furnacast did give them a 10-minute cushion. But joining us...
I was here well in time.
Drunkard STL on the Twitters, everyone.
It's excellent.
How's everyone? How was your week? Was your week good?
Good? It was fantastic.
My week was good.
Napier, was your week good?
I got the shit kicked out of me by college kids.
Oh, in hockey?
Yeah.
My week was okay. All right, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Excellent.
He doesn't even give anybody a chance to ask. It's hilarious every time.
Because he knows wouldn't happen.
Yeah, what do you guys care how my week was? I'm the only one that gives a shit around here.
So what did you do this week, Mike?
I mean, I did some stuff. Did some things. Watched a lot of television.
Yeah. Anything good?
Not really,
honest
with you. Well, I watched The Voice.
Why?
The Voice. They
Who's
have
on
new,
this season?
They have a new season of The Voice.
Who's on it?
It's Maroon 5 guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
of course.
The country guy that's always on it.
He's doing Pizza Hut commercials now. Yep.
What's that guy's name?
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. And they have a blonde guy, a blonde gal,
Gwen.
And a black guy.
Gwen's the
and
party.
That's the rule. So they started
CeeLo
with Christine.
Green.
They had Christina Aguilera and CeeLo.
Uh-huh.
And then they had Shakira and Usher.
Uh-huh.
And so they have to have a blonde gal and a black guy. That's the rules.
Can I guess who it is?
Well, you know who it is.
So I don't, actually.
So now...
he said he doesn't know.
The reason Usher. That CeeLo ain't coming back, because CeeLo raped a broad, apparently.
Oh, yep. Nice.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
So CeeLo lost his gig, and they had to get a new black guy. And so I'm sitting here, I'm watching The Voice, right? I'm not a big fan of The Voice, but we wanted to give it a try because, you know, Gwen Stefani's on it. And let's give it a try. I'm curious. I want to see what this broad's going to do. By the way, coming back to it, Travis revealed to me he lost his virginity to a No Doubt song.
Nice.
I did.
So
how
you
do you
guys
fuck
speak?
A No Doubt song?
You guys, I want you guys to think in your head, and we're going to come back to it. We're all going to take guesses on what No Doubt song Travis lost his virginity to.
Okay.
Spiders.
Spiders? Isn't that a System of a Down song?
Yeah.
Bathwater. Nope, no spoilers.
Bathwater? I don't even
know. Yeah, that bathwater song where she said she likes to hang out in your old bathwater.
Travis, pull that song up so you can play it for us.
Okay,
I want to know what song that is. But
will you hear it if I do?
I don't know. I have no idea. We've never tried this before. We've never attempted it. But what I wanted to tell you guys
this is a new
is
technology.
That the new black guy, the very first episode that he's on, he had a very unfortunate choice of words.
Was it rape?
It kind of was. He just replaced the black guy who raped a broad, and that's why he's got a gig, is because this. And I pulled the clip. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Travis won't hear it.
But hell yes, will. Let's do this.
You guys will. This is what Pharrell said on his very first episode of The Voice after just replacing a guy who raped a broad. Are you
I
ready?
Really want to hear
yeah.
It. I hope I hear it.
My name is Damien. I just been told no so many times. And it just feels good to see you guys turn around for me.
Oh, man.
These moments happen in our lives as confirmation. And when someone tells you no, it doesn't mean that you stop.
Oh.
When someone tells you no, it doesn't mean to stop.
Whatever he said, people cheered.
They did.
They were happy as shit that he said whatever he said.
He said, when someone tells you no, it doesn't mean you stop.
Yeah, you keep going until eventually you get a yes.
That's right. You just keep pushing.
You fucking idiot.
Keep pushing till you get that yes. But I wasn't really impressed with The Voice. It's a little over dramatic for me. Oh, is this the No Doubt song that Travis lost his virginity
yes.
to?
No, it's not the song that I lost my. This is the Bathwater song.
Oh, I remember this song.
How do you get a good bang
song,
to
right?
this song?
She talks about, like, bathing in somebody's...
So this
bathroom.
Isn't it? Then why'd you say
no,
it?
No, this is not... This
oh,
is
were
not
you
it.
Telling a joke?
Yeah.
He was telling a joke.
You
okay.
didn't care for it?
Okay, Napier, take your guess. What is the No Doubt song that Travis lost his virginity to?
Phone
and
calls?
And also guess the age.
Phone calls?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm walking. That one?
Yeah.
That's called Spiderwebs, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've incorrectly named that song twice.
Yeah, whatever the Spiderwebs.
Spiderwebs.
And the age.
Which is a sexy title for a song. Drunk.
Travis, you're currently how old?
I am 30. I'm 30. What year? I'm 33.
I'm betting the song was out for at least 2 years.
I hope it's just a
so
girl.
So, in theory, you would have graduated like 99-ish or so?
Yes, 99. That's when I graduated.
Ex-girlfriend, 97-ish?
It better be like a hit. It better not be like some deep cut, or this is going to be a shitty bit.
Like a fucking B-side? Like a weird B-side that nobody's ever heard?
No.
And it was okay. Only ever released in fucking Korea?
Were you listening to the radio? Or
it was on the radio a lot, yeah. On the radio
or
a lot.
Was it,
I was.
Did you own a No Doubt CD? And like you?
No,
put
it was
in
on the radio a lot.
Mood.
I was 16. It was on the radio a lot.
Okay.
So 96.
Did 96. Any of us get it?
I was close on the year.
Did any of us get it
I
right?
I said 97.
What did you say, Mike?
I guess just a girl.
You said just a girl. Napier said spiderwebs. And Drunk said...
Drunk said ex-girlfriend.
Nope, none of those are right. It was Don't Speak.
Don't Speak.
Is that code?
Yeah, it was Don't Speak.
I mean, it just...
that pussy.
Now, were you in and out before the one song was done, or is that just
no,
the only
it,
song that
we,
you remember?
We dragged it out, and then it went to some more stuff, but it was...
But that's the one that was memorable. Was that when you first got it in there?
I think it might have been. Yeah, I think that might have been Penetration. It was the peak of it, you know? Like, where she's like, she really doesn't want you to speak. She knows just what you're feeling. You know what I mean?
So
it's like right in there.
I mean, every time you hear that song, then you get like an unexplained boner, like a mystery boner.
Well, you know how songs work though. Like it puts you in a different time frame. If I do hear No Doubt, Tragic Kingdom, I do think of oh shit, this was that time in my life where I had penis pussy sex for the first time.
Penis pussy sex. Drunk? Did you have a song on? I think I didn't. I think it
I
was
did
just
not, no.
It was just the sound of the ceiling fan.
Could you, if I could do it all over again, though, like, I learned my lesson, because that was fine, But what I did, like, I found my fucking sweet, sweet playlist for having sex in my late teens and early 20s, and it was a combination of D'Angelo and Prince.
I like the D'Angelo.
Yeah,
the D'Angelo
of course you do.
Right.
Of course you do.
Napier, Prince, was there a song playing for you? Or was it just, like, you know, the sound of your turtle rustling around in his aquarium?
My first time,
shell on the sides.
The only sound was the sweet music of really awkward penis placement inside vagina. So like, ow! Or, that's not the right one! Or, don't put it back in! You gotta wash it off now!
I remember the first time I kissed a girl was,
did you like it?
I kissed a girl and I did. I liked it. Was, the Glenn Close 101 Dalmatians, I believe.
The movie.
Yeah, we were in the movie theater.
That makes complete sense to me. That fuck, there was like that 100, there was that 95th Dalmatian that really gave me a boner.
First 94, I was like, fuck that. It was near the end. It was near the very end of the movie. And like, there was like this awkward, like, you know, kind of cuddle and holding hands and leaning in and then like kind of backing off and stuff. And it was like, there was desperation near the end of the film. It was like, if I'm not going to do this now, I'm never going to. And so like, I think the credits were rolling. I think it was like, you know.
Perfect. Wait till the credits start rolling.
Right. I really wish they had made that movie more like anatomically correct. Because if that dog shoved out 100 babies, its puss flaps would look like a basset hound's face.
There's nothing but red rockets all over the place.
It would have been great to see her vag like flapping in the wind like a tarp behind her, and she's running away from Cruella and her evil henchmen.
So, I mean, she's stepping on her vag. She's stepping on the lips, and she's trying to run away.
Do you remember any of the other songs on your fuck playlist?
Well, no, like, after, it was like, Don't Speak, and there was like, whatever was on Tragic
Kingdom. So you put Don't Speak on there, cause you're like, this is my go-to.
This was the song. It was like, we're going to have sex now, and we're putting Don't Speak on because she digs it, and I'm fine with it, and it's slow, and it's cool, or whatever, and I know it's probably only last 5 minutes. It did last longer than that, and so whatever was on after Don't Speak on the No Doubt album did pop up. So, I don't know what it was.
I'm pretty sure I was just concentrating really hard not to fart.
Your first time you had to fart?
Real bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fact of life, man.
What is your all-time favorite fuck albums, though? Because there is one, and I don't think you can possibly beat it. Like, there's one album that's from front to back. This is a CD for you to fuck to for 45, 50 minutes.
The Mission Impossible soundtrack?
Well, that's one of them. That's one of my favorites. But Prince's...
It took me a second.
Prince's Come, that album, I slept with four ladies to that album.
You know, I'm going to come back to Prince because I watched Purple Rain for the first time the other day.
Let's talk about him again.
I want to answer your question, though.
But I'm curious why we're not always constantly talking about how Prince is the musical genius of our generation. But go ahead, answer my question.
He has a new album out. I stole it off the internet. I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh.
On the cover of it, he's wearing a pair of glasses with three eye things, and that doesn't make sense to me. But I just watched Purple Rain, and I didn't understand it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I got through watching Purple Rain, and I didn't understand why he was the protagonist of the movie. He was the bad guy.
Well, his dad was the bad guy. His dad beat them.
No, Prince was the bad guy.
Well, but Prince got beat by his dad.
And Morris Day was the good guy. What did Morris Day... Morris Day was awesome. Morris Day was awesome. He was a nice guy. You know, he was trying to help out other artists. You know, he thought the guy that was on before him was kind of a dick. He showed up late to practice all the time. He would go on stage and play one song and then leave and be like, well, fuck you, guy. What are you going on stage and playing one song and then leaving for? I mean, the only thing that Morris Day did wrong was when he was on stage, he liked a guy to come on hold a mirror so he could look at himself while he sung. And what's wrong with that?
Yeah,
Morris Day was have not self-love. The bad guy. I don't think Morris Day was.
But
the bad
Prince
guy.
Was a dick. He backhanded his broad right after she bought him a really nice guitar.
Well, at least he
did hit her,
guitar.
Didn't he?
Yeah, she bought him like a really nice guitar with her advance from signing with Morris Day. And, I mean, she bought him a gift with her money, and he's like, "What the fuck? You signed with this other music guy?" And he backhanded her, like, right after she bought him a guitar.
Motherfucker, I totally forgot about that. That's right, he fucking totally hit her,
then,
and she was trying to do something nice for him.
Then he was a dick on stage and, like, calling her out, and then she was getting in a limo.
That's when he did Darling Nikki, right?
And he squealed up on his motorcycle and told her to get on, and then he took her out to, like, a bad neighborhood under an overpass, and, like, he threw her off his bike and then drove away and made her walk home in a slutty outfit.
Oh, fuck.
Why is he the good guy? He's terrible. His band hated him. His band wouldn't play songs with him, or he wouldn't let them write any songs or help in any way because, you know, he wanted all the creative control. And, like, they all wanted to leave. What?
Maybe the
and that
alternate...
was a fucking hit. That was a hit in 80, what, 84?
Maybe the alternate title should have just been the word cunt.
Napier, I want you to watch Purple Rain.
Why?
I just want you to watch it, and I want you to tell me how, in any conceivable way, the protagonist of the movie was actually the good guy.
Mike, is that the first time that you ever saw that?
It was.
You never saw fucking Purple Rain before?
I don't believe so, no.
You should follow it up with Under the Cherry Moon.
One that he fired the director and made it himself, right?
Yes, it was the black and white one where him and Morris Day are like best friends. And they're both trying to fuck the same chick.
I think it would be really funny to get that video of that dude decking his wife in the elevator and then just make 30 minutes of clips from movies about dudes backhanding the fuck out of women.
And then say that he's a victim of media.
And,
I like the beginning of your thought. I think you should take that video of Ray Rice decking his fucking lady, and you should play Purple Rain to it. But the slow part, like the fucking, like, the build-up. Mike, you know, like, there's, like, that build-up. It's like, Purple Rain, Purple Rain. And that's when she's kind of pressing the elevator buttons. And then when he amps it up, that's when he fucking drops her to the fucking ground. I think that's a great video mashup.
Also, you got to get some sound effects in there of, like, her gums hitting, like, her teeth really hard. And her dome, like, smacking up against the floor of the elevator. And then
him dragging her out into the lobby, like, to some really, really slow ballad. And then he just drops her and you hear, thunk.
Never meant to cause you any sorrows. Never meant to cause you any pain.
As he's dragging her out and dropping her into the lobby. See? That's a fucking perfect mashup.
So,
you've been wasting that WFOD YouTube channel all these years.
I know. I pay very little attention to the WFOD YouTube channel. I need to pay more attention to it. So we need great ideas like making
Ray Rice / Purple Rain
domestic violence tribute videos. That sounds like a great idea, guys. I'm glad we're brainstorming. I'm proud of us. This is one of our shining moments, guys.
This is what we need to do.
This is obviously some of our best work.
Oh, 1,000%.
And slice in some Chainsaw Massacre like background noises where he's like dragging his woman. You can just, it just sounds like that big fat dude Leatherface dragging a broad behind him.
We need to make free O.J. Simpson t-shirts, guys.
That's too far.
Yeah. Well, now it's awkward.
It's not good.
You're digging old graves, sir. These bones need to rest.
It's the lovely bones that we're worried about.
I think Mike's on break right now. He needs a pre-break.
Mm-hmm. He's drinking his wine, his toilet wine.
Are you having sangria again?
Look, he took off his headphones and everything. Well, you can't quit, dude. You got the notes in front of you, so You get at least half of the talking points.
For the listener, this is the first time that I've ever been able to view what's happening in the Mike Moore household. So we took a little break for me to laugh at the fact that Mike just totally bowed out from this episode. He just pounded an entire glass of sangria and then walked away.
No, he's back. He's got the bottle.
He's got the bottle. We're good.
And this isn't a little bottle either. This is something that, like,
it's
wealthy...
It's a full-size bottle.
I don't know too many wealthy winos.
Did you drink that whole bottle today, Mike? No?
Thinking about...
You can't even say no. You just got to shake your head. Yeah?
Put your hands up. You know what I mean? Hands up, don't shoot.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Can we do pants down?
So let me take control real quick while this dead space. Okay. Let me ask you about your favorite fuck albums. My favorite fuck album is Prince Come. Do you have a favorite fuck album?
Mike was gonna tell you that and you interrupted him earlier.
I remember in my youth,
yeah,
there was an album. I think it's like a. The guy's name is Ali Farka and Rai Cooter. It's like jazz or something. I don't know what it is, but that was my go-to. I'd put that one on.
Yeah, when would you say this was produced?
I don't know.
70s?
That no 80s? Lyrics? That was completely instrumental?
There was lyrics, but like it was like foreign lyrics. So, you know, because I'm fancy. I'm a worldly motherfucker. Yeah, kind of like that. You pretty sure. much nailed it.
Oh, so it's like something you'd hear when you go to the International Food Mart.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. So, I mean, it might as well have been instrumental because, you know, I couldn't fucking understand it. You know, I'll just turn this on, you know. This was my go-to. I used to have this album. I used to pop this on all the time, you know. Romance and Broads.
Would you be able to get two or three fingers in with this music?
Oh, all of them.
Talking Timbuktu.
And that's just in the pee hole.
Talking Timbuktu.
Yeah, this was it, man. This was the show.
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
What's your jam? What's your album? Your fuck album.
I never got into the music while having sex.
I don't do it anymore, but when I was like early 20s, man, I fucking had albums. You never had albums to play while you were fucking ladies?
No.
How many ladies?
You get into a nice rhythm.
That's got done with this.
There was the second track on Prince's Come. That was my cunnilingus track. Mike's got a turn fucking thing. No, what? There was. It was like, you make out for a little bit, and then second track, like as soon as it got into it, it was cunnilingus track. And then there was like you had to get into it, and then it was like fourth or fifth track before you actually stuck it in.
Yeah.
You know? Like there's a rhythm to it. Yeah. Napier, did you have an actual fucking track?
I had a cunnilingus track that would play in my mind, and it was Michael Jackson's ABC song.
He actually plays Napier Okies while he's doing it now. He likes to listen to himself sing.
That's perfect. I can envision that in my head, and I probably will the next time perform Cunnilingus.
I would just replay old Count sing-alongs from Sesame Street about how many fingers I can get in her.
One,
two fingers.
She really got pissed off when I started making the voice.
Today's letter is O.
Tomorrow is S for smegma.
So I went to a job interview with Aflac.
What?
Aflac.
Did you get to meet the duck?
No, and I realized pretty much immediately. I go to an interview, and all the interviews that I've been to pretty much so far, like the first interview is like a group informational meeting where like I'm in a conference room with a whole bunch of people who are applying for the same job as I am. So I realized pretty early on in this informational meeting that what I was at was like a pyramid scheme. Like it's one of those, you know, you work for yourself, you know, you're an independent contractor and we'll give you leads and you go get us business and you don't make any actual money, but you, you get like, you know,
This at Aflac?
Aflac, yeah.
Wow.
So I realized pretty early on, this wasn't something I'm going to do. I'm a have a boss, get a paycheck, make an hourly wage guy. I'm not a go work for yourself and open your own business guy. That's not me.
I think I caught a break with my interview when I had one.
So I realized early on in this that I am not going to pursue this job. I'm not going to get this job. I need to get out of here. So I sit through the whole thing. I'm being polite. I'm not going to get up and leave while this guy's talking. And I really, really, really have to poop.
Yeah.
Like really, really bad.
Yeah.
And the fella that's sitting across the conference table from me, he really, really was interested, and I was really, really not interested. So I wasn't asking any questions, and he was asking a lot of questions. And so, like, the guy was trying to wrap up, and this guy just kept asking more and more questions. And, like, I didn't want to get up and leave, but, like, I really had to poop. I was about to poop myself at this conference table at the Aflac. And so the guy finally, you know, opens the door and says, you know, well, thank you guys for coming, you know, leave your surveys here if you're interested in talking to us about going further in this. And I stood up immediately and I said, excuse me, but where's your bathroom? Dude says, oh, it's, you know, right down to the right. You know, you can't miss it. And so I'll go right down to my right, and I did miss it. So I could miss it because I did.
Excellent.
So, I mean, I didn't want to, like, you know, keep bugging the dude. Like, you know, hey, man, like, where's this bathroom you're talking about? So, like, I just hightailed it out of there. And I got in my car. I drove down the road to the McAllister's Deli. And I took a big, massive poop at the McAllister's Deli at 11 o'clock in the morning. Are you two going to make googly faces at each other the whole time I'm trying to tell a story? I'm going to cut this video shit off right now. I'm trying to tell a story.
I'm curious if you finally got to take a shit.
Right.
So I've been
waiting. Go to McAllister's Deli, take a big giant dump at the McAllister's Deli, and then I leave.
Didn't order food.
No, it was like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Should have got a sandwich.
Well, like they knew. They were like, "Oh, that dude went and took a big dump. Now he's leaving." So I went, I got my car, drove off. Right?
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Did you flush?
Call my old lady. I'm like, hey, you want me to get something for lunch? I'm on my way home. She goes, "Sure. What are you around?" I'm like, I'm just like leaving, like over by McAllister's Deli. She goes, "Oh man, McAllister's Deli sounds really good." Like, shit, dude, really? She's like, yeah, how often do we get McAllister's Deli? It's kind of far for us. I was like, okay, fine. Make a U-ey, right? Go back to McAllister's Deli.
Should have went to a different one.
There wasn't a different one. It was the only one.
There's one in Kirkwood.
Is that multiple
back
in
McAllister's Deli?
Yeah.
Ordered food, and I know they knew that I came in here to take a big dump and left, and I'm sure they were very confused as to why I left after taking a big dump. And then drove off, and then came back 5 minutes later. Like, where did I go?
To wipe.
You're waiting for the smell to wafer.
Maybe you had to go to the ATM machine.
Yeah, I took a big dump, I was going to order food, then I realized I didn't have any money.
Maybe so you had to go buy cigarettes.
Right. I mean, if you're at McAllister's Deli, you see a guy take a big dump in your bathroom, then leave, and then come back 5 minutes later and order two sandwiches, what do you think?
I think, why am I watching this dude poop?
Why do I care what this dude's doing after he poops?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make some fucking sandwiches here and serve them to the public so they get out of my store.
So you're saying they wouldn't give a shit and you don't give a shit?
No.
About if I will take a big dump.
What they're saying is they probably didn't notice.
I mean, it's like 11 o'clock in the morning. Ain't no a whole lot of lunch traffic at the bake. What is going on? Did he like hold up signs or something?
No. No.
I feel like there's a whole thing going on that I'm missing out on.
Why don't you have it facing
towards
you?
You're the one that faced it towards us.
You guys are having a whole little face thing.
Why am I looking at the fucking ceiling?
Because Mike took the camera away from me.
That's ridiculous.
Hi, Travis.
I don't like it. I don't like that you guys are making little googly faces at each other.
I think it adds another dimension to the show.
Yeah. I'm talking about my poop story.
Well, how often do we have Travis in your house?
I am Iron Man.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So what'd you get at the deli?
Roast beef, right? Yeah.
We're going on break. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Thank you for being with us.
Radio FUBAR. Radio F***ed up beyond all recognition.
And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
I want to get the Viagra cream.
Viagra cream?
Yeah, they have a Viagra cream for women.
Do you spread it or ingest it?
Yes. You use it? You're supposed...
This has been Great Moments in Mr. Producer Interview History.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays only on RadioFubar.com.
Stay on him, Titus. You better stay on him.
Titus, what you see is what you get.
Well, Titus saw his life flash before his eyes.
Titus the Noncast, Tuesday nights, only on Radio FUBAR.
Want to have a view of what's going on there. Welcome back.
We'll be all full of dicks. Internet radio program 309-740-1430 if you want to get a hold of the show.
Guys,
so
had an idea for a new sitcom.
Sitcom. So not a movie or a restaurant, but a sitcom this time.
Well, I found out that apparently they were working on a How I Met Your Dad.
Great.
And I got irritated because I was like, come on, guys.
Really?
We don't need to do stuff like this. Let's just come up with new ideas. You know what I'm saying? New ideas, guys. So I'm thinking you make like a sitcom with like a, you know, like a laugh track and like a, hey, how do you do and all
It seems like the sitcoms that are doing better nowadays don't have laugh tracks.
Well, this one will. I'll throw back to the old days.
Okay.
And the fella, he's alive, right? He's like a guy. He works at a hardware store, something like that.
Okay.
Something like that. Comes home to his family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Family all zombies.
Okay.
Zombies are so hot right now, Napier.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I'm saying? And the family sitcom, bring it back with zombies. Zombie wife, zombie teenage daughter, and zombie, like, younger tween-age son.
Okay.
Oh, can the tween-age son just be a really depressed emo instead of a zombie? Just be all sad and shit the entire fucking time?
But that's not funny, is it?
No, it's hilarious. They're all zombies. I can't decide if the zombies should talk or if it'd be funnier if they all just groaned and shit.
How about every episode, like, the wife asked her husband to, like, pound her sniz, and, like, the dude's like, no.
I just say, honey, I'm home. What's for dinner tonight? Let me guess. Brains again. Wah, wah, wah.
Okay. So it's like Married with Children, like where Peg Bundy is always trying to sleep with her husband, Al Bundy, but he never wants to sleep with her. So it's like...
Because she's dead.
Just like that.
Cold puss. You know what I'm saying?
What's can lubricating you... this? That, right. Right. Pour something on here all the time? Some can KY?
We need to bring back the nerdy next-door neighbor. The nerdy next-door neighbor was a thing, man. You had the broad that always came over to the Full House house, and everybody hated her.
The Kimmy Gibbler.
The Steve Urkel. Where's the nerdy next-door neighbor that nobody likes?
Patton you even Oswalt? Had the dinosaurs where the next-door neighbor was that brontosaurus, where she always was constantly poking her head in and, like, throwing in her 2 cents to Fran. And dude was always like, fuck you, man. I'm gonna do this. I'm going to go bowling, and we're going to, you know, raise this baby. That's called Baby.
The baby's name was Baby?
Yeah, Baby's name was Baby.
That baby's then, name was Baby, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Baby, and then he always said, not the mama, you know?
So, nerdy next-door neighbor wants to fuck the daughter, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you know, the dad doesn't approve. One,
undead,
because
undead daughter.
She'll probably fucking eat him. And so, you know, there's a whole nother layer there because, like, the fella thinks that he's a dickhead and he just doesn't want him to bang his daughter. But really, he's saving his life. Because fella get eaten, he goes up there and tries to fuck daughter.
But nerdy neighbor doesn't give a shit because chick's already dead. He's just like, if I just hold her face away from me, I'll be able to...
I think he keeps it a secret that they're all dead. Maybe, like, the zombie apocalypse already happened. And he just kept
So when the neighbor comes over, he pretends like
so
his
why
whole
would he
family
be
is
in
stuff
a hardware cool? store then.
What do you mean why he's gotta support his family, motherfucker?
But if the apocalypse happens, you're not.
They already
working.
Cured it. Their zombies are all gone, but he's still got his zombie family.
It's like Shaun of the Dead, where he's got the guy in the shed and to play video games with.
Haven't you just noticed at this point, like everything is really like you know, oh, it's kind of like, I mean, in this conversation, how many times have we said, it's like such and such, only, you know, like this.
There's,
like you said it's like Married with Children. You said it's like, you know, I said it's like Steve Urkel. Everything is like something, right?
Well, maybe the zombie daughter can go up to her dad.
You know what's
dad,
completely
when am
original?
I gonna get...
What?
Mike, A to Z, Adam to Zelda, or whatever the fuck their
oh,
names are.
Oh, my God. Do you know CBS has a show coming on this year called Selfie?
Yes,
there's a comedy that's going to be on CBS called Selfie, Travis.
It's got that super, super hot chick from fucking Doctor Who and that fucking guy that was Harold and Kumar.
I believe it's both of them. Mr.
And then he decided to work for the White House, and then he decided to go back to comedy.
No, it's not Kumar. It's the Asian guy.
Yeah, it's the fucking guy that...
The Kumar guy was the one that worked at the White House.
Harold.
Yeah. I thought he was both, Harold and Kumar.
No, it's two different people.
No. The Harold's the skinny
this guy's
Asian
the
guy.
Indian one, right?
No, it's the other one, the Asian guy.
Oh, the Asian one.
Yeah.
Oh, the Asian one is Karen. It's Karen Gillan, who is fucking great. I love her. She was the chick in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, right? anyway, before I get past this, and you get me off on a whole thing about Selfie, and what is that from A to Z? No one should see that show ever. If there's a show called A to Z and they're talking about a guy with the first name that starts with an A and a lady whose name starts with a Z and that's the reason they named it that. Like, what was that one with a fucking Common and Queen Latifah that is called Just Right, but Right was spelled wrong because that was her last name? Fuck you. That's not what you name a movie ever. That's stupid. I hate you. But the sitcom, I think that we need to make that as like a like one of our bits. I'm gonna write it, and we're gonna make it.
Leave it to Zombiever.
No, what did we, Travis? What was our name for it? Dan Furnicase came up
Dan
with the perfect name.
Romance is Dead.
Romance is Dead. Great name. Great name. Better than any name that anybody else will come up with. Oh, maybe that should be the hashtag, actually. Zombie sitcom names.
Can it star that Peggy Bundy lady?
Yeah, because she's coming off of Sons of Anarchy, so she's got nothing going on after this. She tried to release an album. I don't think it did very well. So, yeah, Katie Sagal is going to be in this
But don't you think that will just bring up the married with children thing when we're trying to distance ourselves. We're trying to be original here. No.
No.
Did Peggy Bundy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Original doesn't get you views.
Can we get Karen Gillan? Because if we can get hot redhead, let's do that.
But then we're going to dress her up as a zombie.
Well, of course we are. Who gives a shit?
Are you talking about for the daughter or the older gal?
Well, I don't care.
Let me play the dead, and
I want her to be my wife. And even as a zombie, I would still penetrate her. I think she did a zombie thing. If you look online, I think she did something.
We got some good ones in the chat. Sonic Blasphemy has a rigor marriage, necro family, necromancing the stone. Anchor has dying pains. Yeah. So, guys, we're making it. I decided.
Necromancing the stone. It's very funny.
I'm gonna get Dan to make us a theme song, and it's gonna be awesome.
Can it be Necrofamilia? And one of them will be Mexican.
No.
No.
What?
What? But what I was going on is you know that everything's kind of based on something, and you know we're getting Peggy Bundy because we know Peggy Bundy is, you know, does that thing, and everything's. But did you see the gal that is suing Disney?
No.
Because she thinks that Disney stole her life story, and made Frozen out of it.
Did she tell Disney her life story?
No, she wrote a book.
So she was a ice princess that had a power to freeze shit.
She had a pet snowman. There was 18 instances of similar material, including details of the village, the sisters, the older sister accidentally hurting the younger sister, because that's not a thing that happens. Older sisters typically hurt younger sisters.
I have children.
That's
and
weird. Yeah. The younger sister losing her memory, you know, that's uncommon, of course. And two male characters that had the names Hans and Kristoff.
Because those aren't common names either.
Where did this lawsuit originate from?
Florida, I bet.
No, she's in New Jersey. But yeah,
she knows somebody named Hans and Kristoff.
She is only suing Disney for $250 million. That's all.
Oh, so is that it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe Disney will just write her a check to make her go away.
They'll probably settle, truthfully.
Just to make her go away?
Just to not deal. Because they probably made that from that first episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know? So they're probably cool.
They're like, look, bitch. How much has your book made so far total? Oh, $10,000?
We have four shows that quadrupled that.
Can I just give you a gift card to the Disney shop?
We'll send you a personalized pair of Mickey Mouse ears that says the word twat on it.
You could get your weight in gold and Ariel figurines in our shop. Hey, you know what? We will put you up in the Orlando Disney World Hotel for a week. How's that sound?
Sounds a little overgenerous.
Food vouchers. You can eat at our World's Fair.
Once a day.
Once a day for the entire week.
Done.
Done.
Settled.
But they won't pay for airfare. You gotta get down there yourself.
Yeah.
Oh.
You have to get your own airfare. Sorry. But hey, you got all those book checks coming in. Do you think that people just do things like this for publicity? Like, do you think that now more people are going to buy Living My Truth by Isabella Tanakumi? Tanakumi, that sounds Jewish, right?
At least.
Yeah, so, you know, people are going to say, oh my God, this book is similar to Frozen. I'll have to read it myself to see if there's similarities, and more people will go buy it, right? I guess it does. I mean, you know, what harm is it to just, you know, throw out a ridiculous lawsuit like this? Is there any harm?
It depends. Apparently now you can be countersued pretty heavily by a party who feels that what you did is frivolous. So, So yeah, she could end up living in half of a car instead of just one.
What's going on with Destiny?
It's shitting the bed.
You were talking about that before.
Is that the one that I cannot help but see fucking commercials for anytime I watch football?
Yeah, they're advertising the piss out of this. They spent $500 million to make this game. And,
It's too much money.
Well, what they're planning doing
is just spend that much on a video game, guys.
The greatest thing is to listen to Peter Dinklage's lines, from the damn game.
Oh, yeah, he reads them with the passion of, like, a teenager who had to get up way too early to go to a class he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Do you have audio? Do you have audio?
I don't know.
No, but you can...
Peter Dinklage unpassionately reading lines. Napier was saying earlier that, like, if you listen really closely, you can hear the pages turn.
I'm pretty sure somebody went to him and said, dude, you have to read these like a robot. And instead of, you know, reading them like a robot, he just read them as if he didn't give a shit.
I wonder how much he got paid to do that.
I'm betting a lot.
You think? I mean, is he a big deal now? He's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, he's a big deal now. I mean, he's the best part of that fucking Game of Thrones show.
Well, I imagine that if they're making a video game for $500 million, then, I mean, they probably didn't really care too much about how much they paid this guy to read a bunch of lines.
Obviously, he didn't give a shit about reading them, too. But yeah, they said, oh, this is going to have such a fantastic storyline, and half of it is, oh, we can't tell you why we need you to do this, or, like, oh, you have this incredible backstory, but this isn't the right place for that. And that's the entire fucking game. And all of their loot system is based on randomness. So it doesn't matter who you kill or how many times you kill them. You have no idea what you're going to fucking get.
I tried playing it. I checked it out from the library. Did you know you could check video games out from the library?
Yes, you told me.
Well, I played it for a while, and I couldn't get into it. It's pretty much just like, it's the same thing as Halo, only not very interesting.
No.
Like, you just kind of run around, and he's like, look, there's more of the enemy. Destroy them. And then, like, you go shoot them, and it's like, I think there's a ship over here. Let's go get to the ship.
That was their big bet, too, wasn't it? Wasn't that the game that they were like, hey, you have to get this. This is the game. Look at the previews. We made some pretty sweet commercials. You should get this game. Isn't that the one?
Yeah. It's really bad when all the commercials are just cutscene footage and none of the actual gameplay.
It looks like the beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Where the guy's like jumping over hills and shit and like shooting guns and like trying to get, you know, is that the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah, you're thinking of that one. It's not very...
It's very not that.
Fun. You're not going to get $500 million worth of fun out of that fucking thing. However, there's plenty of $30 DLC you can buy within the next coming months.
So essentially you're saying is it's not worth $60. It's not $60 worth of fun.
No, you'll have to pay an additional $60 to get your $20 worth of fun.
So you buy the game for $60 and then you get to a certain point and then you gotta wait for them to put out more game that they'll charge you $30 for.
Yes. So it costs $160 to pay for $60 worth of fun.
Well, yeah, that's how they make money. I mean, what'd you think, that they were going to spend $500 million to make a $60 game?
Well, so I shouldn't upgrade my PlayStation 3?
Not really, no.
I bought the Call of Duty Black Ops.
Yeah.
I played it for a while.
Duty.
And then after a while, they were like, dude, you know, and all I was doing was playing online and shooting people and playing the capture the flag and stuff. And then after a while, they're like, hey, guys, there's like four more stages that you get. And, you know, it only cost you, what, $25?
Yep.
They're like, well, shit, I got to get it because that's what everybody wants to play now. Nobody wants to play the shitty old boards. They want to play the new ones, right?
Yep.
So, like, to continue on my fun, I bought, you know, the $25 extra boards. And then, like, you know, it happened a second time. I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to keep giving these motherfuckers $25.
Oh, yeah. By the time you're done with
$60.
By the time you're done with a Call of Duty title, you'll probably have spent easily $100-something.
That's too much bucks.
No. No, that's not true.
It's too much bucks.
I bought every Call of Duty title, and then I've never bought one piece of DLC because who gives a shit?
All of your fucking friends.
All your friends want to play those new boards, Travis.
I don't have any friends. And you know what? I don't make friends on the fucking PlayStation Network, especially now that you have to pay for it. So I don't give a fuck. I get that game, I play the campaign that takes 2 seconds because they don't give a shit about the campaign anymore. They just want you to get online. I played online, I played it for fucking two days, realized that I was shit at it, and then never played it again.
You sound like a cynical bastard, sir.
Yeah.
Every time I get a new first-person shooter, a bunch of my buddies, they say, oh, well, we're all going to play this. It's going to be fucking awesome. And it is awesome. And then they say, oh, we're all getting the new map packs. Are you getting the new map packs? I'm like, no, I don't know. I don't really want to spend the money right now. And they're like, oh, okay. And then when I come to join them in video games, they're like, oh, dude, we're sorry, but we're playing the new map packs today. You mind waiting for a little bit until we're done, and then we'll come join you? Like, oh, sure. That never fucking happens.
They never come back.
Nope.
They play the old maps with you. They want to play those new maps.
Well, they just spent fucking money on them.
Tell me what this new thing is. Grand Theft Auto 5 came out like a year ago, and now all I see is ads for you to buy Grand Theft Auto 5. It doesn't say DLC. It doesn't say expansion. It specifically says buy Grand Theft Auto 5 and share it with your friends.
Oh, I guarantee you there's DLC in Grand Theft Auto 5.
We're not doing video anymore.
We're not. Why not?
Video's over.
You're not enjoying this?
I'm not.
I think it's just because...
No, video's done.
Well,
video's donezo, brother.
Your problem is Travis is no longer paying attention to you. He's paying attention to the rest of us, and that's making your winky sad.
Winky sad.
You got sad winky, sir.
Winky sad!
Do you have sad winky, Mike?
Crying
I'm listening juice. To everything you're saying.
I was gonna talk about the bra with the three boobs, but Travis said it's fake.
It is fake. That bitch is fucking totally fake.
What'd she put it on with? Is it just like a water balloon, like with some makeup on it?
Photoshop. It was Photoshop.
No, they had videos of her. She whipped up her shirt, and it was on the news. And the news guy was like, "Hey, do that again." She's like, no, I'm not showing you my boobs again. And he was like, come on, we got to get a good shot of it. She's like, no, fuck you. It's going to be on the reality show.
Yeah, because After Effects doesn't exist.
You think they made it on the news? The news?
Yeah, picture.
I don't know. All I know is that this chick that apparently got $30,000 worth of plastic surgery so dudes wouldn't pay attention to her. See, there's the first breakdown in communication.
Well, yeah, because every dude in the world is going to be curious about the chick with the three boobs. Yeah, they're going to want to look at them.
Because if you grew up with Total Recall and you saw that for the first time when you were my age, when I saw that for the first time, that never left you.
Fuck Total Recall, just in general. You tell me there's a chick, every chick in the world has two boobs and this chick has three boobs.
Yeah,
I want to look at the three boobs.
Yeah, but think about it. This thing was a thing. Three boobs never happened. And then Total Recall came out and here's this chick with three boobs, uncensored. This is a thing that a dude has been fucking clamoring for since he fucking could breathe. Since he could breathe. I'm so happy.
I just keep thinking about like those those things that people put on their desk, like with the balls that clack and they hit the middle one, and the middle one never moves.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Think it's gonna be like that.
What do they call that? The
a pendulum.
Yeah. Either way, how do you titty fuck a broad with three titties?
You alternate.
Yeah.
You fucking go between the left and then you go between the right, and you have the best time that you've ever had in your whole entire life.
I'm betting you have your favorite side. I'm betting you do.
I think pretty much if you're fucking a bitch with three tits that you just are clapping all the time. You don't even give a shit what's happening. You're just clapping. Like, in anticipation and excitement. It's just like, it's just constant, like, hee-hee!
Do you think my that, like, with, best. With, you know, the, like, the hand, the side that you favor more, like, eventually, like, the middle one would start to lean to the opposite side, I guess?
You like, you mean, like, with your dick with masturbation?
I think my dick leans left.
Yeah, mine too, because you're right-handed, right?
No, I'm left-handed.
You are left-handed?
My dick leans left.
Yours leans left?
Well, mine is small enough to where it doesn't really matter what exact side, because you're only talking about a few percent difference.
I mean, like, which pants leg does it typically go down more? I think mine goes... Maybe mine goes down my right pants leg more.
All I know is that my penis loves resting on my testicles.
Yeah, like right in the middle.
Yeah.
Like a beanbag chair.
Yeah.
That's just, fucking sweet, man. Really? Right down the middle?
Yeah. Just like,
yeah, but like
out.
When you're at rest, sure. But like when you're walking?
When I'm walking?
What about when you're at half chub?
Half chub? I'm going to say left.
And you're left-handed or right-handed?
Right-handed.
Yeah, me too.
Drunk?
Yep. Threezy.
That's not an answer to the...
Did you say greasy?
Threezy, as in the number three.
Oh, threesies.
Threesies.
You have three balls?
Yep.
You do?
Absolutely.
Did one get, like...
Let's see him. We gotta see them. Seriously. I think that's legitimate. I'll look at a dude's balls if he's got three of them.
I do not have a third ball.
Are they cascaded? Like, you know, one's really low, one's in the middle, and then one's really high?
Actually, the middle one sags further than all of them.
He's got one left one, right one, and he's got one that's, like, taken over by the devil.
Right.
So, is this chick's reality show going to be about her pranks, or is it going to be about, like, living life with three boobs?
Well, that's the last that I saw about this girl was that when I looked into it, there, you know, because it blew up on the internet, they're like, oh, this chick had plastic surgery to have three boobs, and everybody lost their mind, and I did too, because how awesome, good for you, let's get that third boob in there. I'll play with four boobs, I don't give a shit. But then it looks like she's known on the internet as the, what did I say? She's like the internet prankster since 2012.
Is she famous for any other pranks?
Yeah, and I cannot remember what they were. I wish I could pull that up, but my computer doesn't work right now. So
did she do a two pussies bit?
She did something else that was pretty big that, like, totally fucked people over.
Where would you put a
true.
Second pussy? It'd have to be, like, up, right? You couldn't put it, like, next to...
Yeah, just one above the other.
Yeah, it'd have to be...
No, like, you'd up. Have to do pussy, asshole, pussy. It'd have to be...
But, like, your actual pussy would have to... You couldn't put a pussy in between your pussy and your asshole.
No,
you put it above
like your back.
You'd have to put
something.
It above.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, in your back.
Or no. In your back? You're talking about like going like pussy, asshole, pussy?
Yeah, or pussy, pussy, asshole. Like
or
stomach.
Would that be pussy, asshole, asshole?
Oh, would it be pussy, asshole, asshole?
I would say if there's an asshole in between your pussies, your second pussy's probably another asshole, right?
Does poop come out of it? Or does baby batter?
See, I mean, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, pussy, asshole. Mm-hmm. Asshole.
Well, no, you got pussy, and then you got pussy, and then you got asshole.
Right. That would be if they were, like, together.
Yeah, they
so
would
you
be
got
staggered.
One, so you got one high pussy, one regular pussy, and then an asshole.
Well, high pussy, yeah.
But what if you put one pussy in the taint? So well, you pussy, taint pussy,
you
and then asshole.
You couldn't fit a pussy in there.
You couldn't?
I normally
yeah,
refer to the
pussy,
top pussy as the mouth.
Pussy. Let's get a pussy in there. Do you want to?
That's the problem with the gals and their anatomy. Not
is
enough pussies.
Not enough spots for
one
pussies.
One pussy's just way too high and sideways.
Guys.
Yeah?
Do you know that in January, coming up pretty soon, we will have been doing this stupid fucking bullshit for 5 years.
Excellent. When's the checks coming?
There's not a check coming, ever. There's not any listeners coming either. We're going to do this stupid shit for 5 people until we don't anymore.
Isn't that everything?
But I mean, that's
ever...
some kind of accomplishment, right? To say that we've wasted our time every Monday for 5 years.
Well, it has been every Monday.
Well,
yeah. I remember for a while there.
Didn't it used to be on the weekends?
It used to be whenever we could.
Yep.
We should have a party, don't you think? A 5-year celebration of mediocrity?
What did we do for 100th? That was pretty popular.
I don't know. Mediocrity is kind of high for what
you think we're below mediocrity? What's right below mediocrity?
Idiocracy.
Slack ass.
Below average.
5 years of below average podcasting.
There you go.
Like Nickelback.
Let's do Idiocracy for 5 years.
Five years of Idiocracy. I can't believe that we come here every week and waste our time saying pussy, ass pussy into microphones every week. Why do we do this? Give me one good reason. Drunk, give me one good reason why you show up here every week. Why do you do this?
That's a good question.
Can you give me one? Give me one valid reason why we're here doing this right now.
I bring food.
Have a good time, I guess. I like hanging out with you, Mike.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bring food, so it's an excuse for me to make food.
I come because I think Mike Moore is a genius.
And you want to be involved in my...
I want to be part of Mike Moore's...
zombie sitcom.
...overall vision.
I like the overall vision.
Is that what it is?
That's
the vision?
That's serious for me, too. Like, I listened for a long time. I want to be part of Mike Moore's overall vision for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast / internet radio program.
/TV show, /regular radio program, /everything.
Yep. Fuck yeah, man.
Kids book.
I want to be part of all that.
/restaurant/movie.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't remember, I had a fucking podcast of my own. It was pretty hit or miss, obviously. But...
You really upgraded.
Just Lex in the chat. I have a good time, I guess, in quotes. That should be on our t-shirt. WFOD. You'll have a good time. ... I guess. Jesus Christ, drunk. That's the best you could do.
Is this show over yet? Or no?
I think we got like 4 minutes.
Are we still going?
Why, Travis, are you bored? You got somewhere else to be?
I don't think he can contain himself right now. He's so giddy with joy.
Travis, Napier, we got to wrap it up, man. Travis has got somewhere to be.
I don't have anywhere to be. We could talk all night.
Do any of you name your pee holes? I name mine Satan's Mouth. Mike, what's your pee hole name?
Did you guys see that Michael Strahan is going to be in
Magic? We already talked about this.
Did we? Not on the show.
Yeah, you did.
We talked about it before the show.
No, we talked about it on the show. We said Michael Strahan was going to be on the fucking...
We didn't talk about that on the show.
No, that was before the show, Travis.
That was before I got here.
Is Travis drunk?
I think he might be a hair drunk.
Travis, you a little drunk there, buddy?
Drunky poo?
Are you sure?
Travis, you a little drunky there, buddy?
Yes. We have not talked about Magic Mike since I've been here.
Travis?
What?
We talked about Magic Mike last week.
Travis, you've been drinking, buddy?
I thought you said Magic Mike on the show.
Travis?
Double XL, and I said double XL.
Travis, how much you had to drink tonight, buddy?
I don't know. It's hit or miss.
Two cups?
He doesn't really know. He doesn't know.
About half.
I love getting to that point.
Napier, get the banner. Let's have an intervention with Travis.
We need a banner?
Oh, no, you don't have to have intervention. I'm a drunk. I have had too much. I always have too much to drink.
I'm going to smoke a bowl while we're having this intervention.
Travis. See, drunk knows what the fuck I'm talking about. He's going to fucking smoke the weeds.
Hey, Travis, did you hear that there's a woman suing Disney? Because she said that
We talked Frozen. About that. We talked about that on the show.
Which one?
Did you, hey! Did you hear about that?
Travis,
fucking,
we're not even doing a show. What are you talking about?
Did you hear about that church in Louisiana?
There's a church in Louisiana.
Alcoholics Anonymous?
No.
Yeah, they fucking Louisiana church kicked out Alcoholics Anonymous because they're fearful that they would have to put on gay weddings.
What?
No, I just said that they kicked out Alcoholics Anonymous for fear of they'd have to put on gay weddings. Did you hear me? Do you hear me? Napier, do you hear me? Hey, drunk, does Napier hear me? Drunk, I see you. Ryan, does he see me? Does he see me telling him about the Louisiana church?
Oh my God.
Dear AA members, as I'm sure you are aware, God's church is written word and its values and principles have come under a constant and aggressive attack from homosexual and lesbian community. Churches and Christian businesses alike across our nation are being forced by our legal system to accommodate these groups with the use of their buildings, facilities, to perform these marriage ceremonies, receptions, etc. The court's decision was based on the fact that churches' businesses were accepting and accommodating other public entities and therefore must also accommodate the homosexual and lesbian community. Therefore, in following with the recommendations of our state and national conventions, it's with great regret that we, the members of the Westwood Baptist Church, must inform you that our church facilities will no longer be available to you and your organizations beginning October 1st, 2014. We are thankful for the time that was afforded to us and your organization, and will continue to lift you and your group up in our prayers. Thank you for your understanding in this unfortunate matter. God bless, Bro David Venable Pastor, Bro Tim Timpton, Master of Admin /EDU. I don't know what those semicolons are about either.
Oh, Travis, I had a song playing during that. Could you read that again? I'm sorry, we didn't get it.
Dear AA members, as I am sure you are aware, God's church is
I love how some jackasses will end a fucking statement like that with, "We thank you for your understanding." As if beating the shit out of somebody, you just say,
thanks for
understanding.
Listen.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Dear friends of Jesus, we know that you've been on our side when we talk about Jesus' right to have women and women and men and men and women and men have sex. But it has come to our attention that the Bible...
He's not reading. His eyes are closed.
I'm not reading. There's no fucking thing to read here.
He's got that all off memory.
You just totally threw me the fuck off. Thanks a lot, Mike.
I'm sorry.
It says over. I got nothing.
Oh, brother. That was great.
Oh, God.
Are people still listening to this?
No. Yes. Oh, God,
no,
yes.
Absolutely.
We got 8 more people in the chat room now.
Napier.
Sup?
Tonight, what did we learn? What would you say we learned?
If anything, Mike's an insufferable dick.
I learned the podcast is way funnier when Travis is broadcasting his face to us.
Oh my god, we're doing this every time now on.
Why are we not always doing fucking video?
We're doing this forever now. This is a thing now. This is our thing. This is what we do. We're the podcast that has a person on Skype video.
Yeah, of course this should have been on video the whole time. I was looking for scary stories to tell in the dark 3 so we could record some of those.
Yeah, that's behind the scenes stuff.
Travis, are you going to act out the next sexy story time?
No, I'm not.
Jesus.
Jesus, indeed.
Well, guys, we...
Oh, yeah, don't poop in the deli and then leave and come back 5 minutes later for sandwiches.
Hey, don't poop in your pants. You know what I mean? Have you guys seen Pumping Iron?
Would you say... If there's, like, a chance that you're going to be rude, you should just try to hold it? Or do you think that poop takes priority?
Priority poop.
Yep. Especially if you know you're not taking that job, just bounce. Fuck it.
Just be like, I'm sorry, but I have to
go. Don't even say anything. Just walk out. Fuck them. What are they going to do? Are they going to get the cops and run after you? Hey, you have to finish this job interview.
Sorry, but I got to poop. Don't you say that? You gotta give them some kind of explanation or they'll always wonder.
Why do you think everybody's concerned about you all the time?
I'm putting myself in their shoes. I'm standing there, I'm giving a presentation.
Can I tell you that nobody gives a shit about you when they're doing interviews with you? I do interviews with people like once a year to hire people for my...
Oh, I thought he was ringing out that little hurricane thing again. I thought you meant those kind of interviews.
No, no, Napier, that went great.
You know what I've never had, even as an adult, and I'd like to have one day?
What's that?
A full-on sobbing shit. Just
a sobbing shit?
Yeah, just I'm crying my eyes out while I'm pooping, because every time I've pooped, I've always been in a semi-good manner.
I had one of those when I was probably 11 years old. I was visiting my dad, who is no longer with us in Colorado, in the altitude.
He's no longer in Colorado?
No, he's no longer with any of us. He's dead as fuck.
Oh, so he lived in Colorado.
He was in Colorado, and I was visiting him when I was like 11 years old. I went there, and I was confused
Did he die when you were there visiting him?
Oh, no, he killed himself after the fact.
Like, right after?
No, I was 16, so probably like 4 years.
So when you were 11 is when you visited him?
I was 11 and I was visiting him in Colorado.
In Colorado.
Yeah, and it had been a while since I've been there. I grew up there for a little bit. I was born in Wisconsin, but I went there and, you know, whatever, personal bullshit. But I went back to visit him, and altitude really fucked me up, really messed with my bowels. Which apparently it does. I never heard that. I heard it make people throw up and shit. But it messed with my bowels when I was like 11 years old. Well, it made me shit hard. Like where I was scared. Like, why am I shitting a fucking, a piano out of my asshole? You know, it was just bleeding and shit.
So it was like it was wide?
It was hard and wide and long. It was ridiculous. So I like, you know, I'm 11, so I don't want anybody to know what's happening. Like, I'm at my dad's house, he's at work, and
why do you not want anyone to know? Why do you keep your poop
aside? Well, my dad's at work, and it's his new wife, because my mom was still in Wisconsin. They're not together. So it was my dad's wife who, you know, at 11 years old, I was like, ooh, who's this? You know, she's kind of attractive. You know?
Oh, okay. So your dad's wife was attractive.
Yeah, she
kind
of gave me a boner.
You didn't want her to know that you were pooping.
No. I didn't want her to know that I shit at all.
Is she still alive?
Still?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
She's dead too?
No, she's alive. Oh, did you ask if she was alive?
Yeah, I asked if she was alive. What did you think I asked? Is she still hot?
Yeah.
No, I asked if she's still alive. She's still.
Oh, no.
Do you keep in contact with her still?
I do not.
You do not.
I tried to one time and it didn't work out.
So do you have her address?
She's in Colorado.
I mean, like, could you like send her a Christmas card?
I'd have to try pretty hard, but I probably could.
Okay. Okay, so you were taking.
But anyway, I like 11 years old. Things are not working
all right downstairs. The best thing that I think that I could possibly do while my dad's at work is to get in the bathtub, you know? Cause water softens shit up, right? So these hard ass, leaning tower of pizza style shifts coming out of my ass could probably
you had
be
a water birth.
Softened up.
So you filled up a bathtub to shit in it?
Yeah, I would do anything I possibly could to get the hard shit out of my ass that could not possibly ever come out. These things weren't, it was not happening. It was like the hardest shit you've ever took is like you're shitting bricks, literally shitting bricks, and they would not come out of your asshole. So you're thinking, as a kid, well, maybe if you put it in water, it gets softer, right?
Your butt.
It doesn't. It doesn't get softer if you put it in water.
So, I mean, did you get some shit out?
You still shit the same shit that you would shit out in the toilet without the water, and it still makes your asshole bleed.
So, like, you shit into the bathtub, and, like, did it float to the top?
No, I did not shit in the bathtub. I put my
Didn't you just say he shit in the bathtub?
He got
No, I said I wanted to shit in the bathtub. I put my ass in the bathtub so the shit that was coming out of my asshole would soften up so I could shit. Because it was so hard, it wouldn't shit. So I wanted to put it in warm water to try to loosen it up a bit. I never shit in the bathtub. I did get back on the toilet.
Did it flush, or did he have to like wait for it a little bit, like an hour?
It was never looser than it was before I got into the bathtub. I'm trying to go through the fucking process with you.
So
the process was a flaw. It was a flaw. It never worked.
We've derailed somewhere. Is there a show on After Us?
No.
No crossover?
Yeah.
What could be better than this?
Well, nothing.
Nothing.
Romance is Dead is on right after WFOD.
Did you try pulling on your tail?
In the shit tail?
Okay, so...
Or were you afraid it would snap off and you have to start again?
So, Travis...
See you in hell, faggot!
So, Travis...
See you in hell,
faggot! What eventually worked? Or did it just eventually work itself out? I mean, did you try other things?
No, it never worked. And the elevation fucked with me really bad.
So did you have to get an enema?
Well, no. I came home to Wisconsin and I eventually shit right. I threw up in Colorado, and I came home to Wisconsin.
So how long did it take you
I don't
shit?
Think that's really a thing. I don't think everybody in Colorado takes hard dukes.
No, it's the elevation sickness. It fucks with you. If you're not used to the altitude, it messes with your body.
You know what?
The altitude gives you hard dukes? I don't think that's a real thing. I think
look into altitude sickness, and it's not only vomiting, but it's also hard shitting.
Did, I mean, you take some fiber or something? Yeah.
Did you try jumping up and down?
Fuck you guys. You fuckers. See you in hell, faggots.
Did you try jumping up and down?
See you in hell, faggots.
Did you try putting your thumb in
See
your
you
mouth
in
and blowing really hard so that the pressure hairs would shoot?
Are you in hell, faggot?
You clowns. They're clowns.
See you in hell, faggots.
It doesn't work, Travis.
Travis.
It does. I've tried it before.
Travis,
this doesn't
did
work.
You at any point just try to, like, push on your belly real hard?
Punching yourself in the stomach going, ouch, poops!
No, I could absolutely take you back to this time in 11-year-old Travis's life. Okay. He was attracted to his stepmom. It's like, oh, look, my dad married this chick that I would, like, totally get a boner for. And we went to Noah's Ark. Shush! We went to Noah's Ark. And I was like, look at how good she looks in a bikini. This is fucking great.
Yeah,
good
was job. She like blonde talk, or brunette dad. Or redhead or...
Yeah. Well, she was brunette. Yeah. I was like, good job, Dad.
Do you have
good
pictures?
Job. She's... No. I don't, and she doesn't live up to that anymore.
But I'm not talking about current pictures. I'm talking about pictures back then.
So here I am, thinking this, and we're in this little house that they lived in. They're very close to her parents, in-laws. We're close. It just so happens that her dad really loved Celebrity Skin. It was a magazine, an old magazine, but it was, they leaked. It was like The Fappening. If a celebrity chick had their shit leak, they would put. So there was some things happening here. But I was home one day by myself, and had to go sit in the toilet. And it felt like when I went to take a shit that there was, I don't know, like a Toyota Camry trying to come out of my ass. It wasn't pleasant.
Travis.
Travis, you know.
What year Toyota Camry?
Probably in 92.
92 was a good year.
I was 11, so it would have been 91, but I think it would probably have been the year after.
So Dyslex has a list of things that you might experience due to altitude sickness. Lack of appetite, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, weakness, dizziness, insomnia, pins and needles, shortness of breath, nosebleed, persistent rapid pulse, drowsiness, excessive fluctuation, general malaise, and peripheral edema. Hard shitting was not on the list.
So how do you explain... How do you explain 12-year-old Travis out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere, shitting Toyota Camrys out of his ass?
Did the hot stepmom, like, serve you a lot of meals that involved a bunch of cheese?
There was some weird meals served. We ate at a buffet.
You know? 92 Toyota Camrys get a 22 city and 29 highway, apparently. Gas mileage, guys. 22 city, 29 highway for the 92 Toyota Camry.
Can Travis make the Lamaze noise so that we can...
Give me a good push, Travis. Give me a good push.
So how long did you have, like, a turtle poking out of you?
For, like, an hour.
Oh, Lord.
No, the fucking... I will never forget it till the day that I die, sitting on that toilet and being like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, sitting on that toilet and being, like, scared. Like, seriously, have you ever been scared while sitting on the toilet? You've never been fucking scared.
Oh,
you've
no, like, when I had the hemorrhoids real bad? Yeah,
you've
those
been
were scary.
You've been excited. You've been like, look at the shit that I pushed out. You've never been
pretty
fucking
good.
Scared. You've never been scared.
No, I get into a, whenever I have the really hard pose, I get into like a weightlifter stance and I push really hard against the toilet because it's fighting me. And I think I'm marlin fishing or something.
Sonic Blasphemy in the chat has a good question. Did you eat too many peanuts on the plane?
I didn't fly. My dad drove me 18 hours.
He came and picked you up?
Yep.
And drove you back and then drove you back again?
Yep.
How many times
did you have
to stop?
He wasn't a millionaire. How many times did he have to
stop on the way home for you to take poo-poo breaks?
Never. We fucking stopped one time for him to sleep for an hour, and then we kept driving.
Then that's it. You just couldn't poop for so long, it stopped up your dukes. It's like a beaver dam of poop.
That's right. You held it too long on that ride. Back, you didn't want to say anything like, you know, hey man, I gotta stop in Duke. That's what it is. That's where it all stems from, is your inability to let people know when you gotta Duke. You just were too polite, Travis.
So did his new wife go on the car trip?
Hmm?
Did his new wife go on the car trip with you?
No, it was just me and my dad.
Yeah.
It was like Dutch, like the movie Dutch. With Al Bundy. Anybody?
Yeah, no, I love that movie. That's a great
movie. Okay.
It was a confusing movie for me.
Next week, guys, is is the first week of October. That means we're going to have
Spooky Fest.
The start of our Spooky Fest month.
Can we do sexy Napier story time for the ladies with spooky stories?
Yes.
We're going to do all kinds of
things.
We did
do a Walking Dead one last year, didn't we?
We did.
We should do a Hellraiser one.
Hellraiser erotic fan fiction? That might be like a, you know, the grand finale of the month. We might do
Pinhead is stripping the skin off of Lady Napier and then feeding it to Napier and then, you know, jerking off or something.
Yeah, I think you should write your own fan fiction. Read that on there.
I'll write that.
Travis is going to write that.
I'll write it.
Travis, can you write it tonight? I think you're in a good place.
I'm not in a good place. I'll write it tomorrow.
can I not be taking it up the ass this time?
No, you're going to take it up the ass.
I've done that part of the last like three or four stories.
Drunk, you're not going to take it up the ass with a dick, though.
Yeah.
In my story. No.
Okay.
It's just a dude's tongue.
Napier, can you remember the hardest duke you ever took?
Yeah. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend.
There's some new kids in town, and you can hear them every Friday night at 9, 8 central on RadioFUBAR.com.
It's a heavy metal rock star Jesus out of his time launching Monster Truck with his buddy Judas hanging out the window.
That's me!
Listen to us on RadioFUBAR.com.
Wouldn't you love to? There was supposed to be ladies, but they're gone.
Oh, they probably fell out. Time and space travel.
I don't know what happened to them. They're just gone, okay?
What are all those guys doing in the pickup?
They all had beautiful, handsome pants, so I just had to pick them up.
Oh, are they hitchhiking or something?
No.
Oh.
They were at the bar.
Hitchhiking at the
bar? And they were smiling at me.
I trust you, Judas. You've never steered me wrong before.
I would never try to steal you wrong.
Steal me wrong?
Steal? No, steer. I meant steer.
I trust you. Let's go. Let's go crush some cars or some Roman soldiers. Let's jump flaming crosses.
I'd love to. Can we take our shirts off when we do it? I'd swallow swords. Of course. I love swallowing swords. I'm so good at it.
You really are. You got a natural talent.
No gag reflexes. I got rid of them when I was 12.